So today I'm going to be talking about who's in my ear. The person who's in my ear this month is Cameron Harold. When I first started blogging many years ago, I would participate in a what's on your nightstand link up with other blogging friends. Basically, we would share what we were currently reading. Since I'm going through a podcast and audiobook moment, I'm currently listening to things more than reading them. So that's why I'm doing Who's in My Ear. For 2018, I plan on listening to one main person each quarter, business-wise, so that I can really understand their thought process. The way that I do that is by listening to every podcast interview that I can find that the person has done. And then listening or even possibly reading their actual books afterwards. For the first quarter of 2018, Cameron Harold is in my ear. His name just happened to come up several times on various podcasts that I listened to at the end of 2017, so I want to learn from him. I've listened to about 20 podcasts that he has been featured on, and I have around 20 or so more to go. At this halfway point, I can basically anticipate his answers to the interviewer's questions, so I think that I get where he's coming from. If you don't know who Cameron Harold is, he's a business mentor and coach who helps companies grow. Now, I am not interested in growing a big business at all. I am a lifestyle entrepreneur all the way. I work to fund my family and my ministry. That's that. But I still want to learn from him. That might seem weird, but it's not. The reason that I love business books and podcasts so much is that I can take the principles and relate them to the things in life that are most important to me. I want to be the best mentor for my kids and the woman whom I mentor spiritually. For me, every area of life is about growth. I definitely agree with Lou Holtz, who says, "In this world, you're either growing or you're dying." Now, as with anyone, there are things that I agree with in regards to Cameron Harold, and there are things that I don't. Because he is talking about things strictly from a business point of view, we see things from different lenses in regard to what's most important. Also, helping people grow is different when it's your family members or volunteers at your church or community versus if it's an employee whom you're paying. There's a lot more grace involved with the mentoring and training and coaching that I do. Overall, though, I really like the way that Cameron thinks business-wise, and I especially appreciate the following five facts. Number one, he speaks from experience. I'm not a big fan of theory. Number two, he acknowledges his own personal limitations. I really value vulnerability and authenticity. No one is great at everything, so it's good to hear him admit that in his interviews. Number three, he stresses that results and progress are more important than perfection. I especially appreciate the way that he talks about that in relation to the educational system. Number four, he talks about the importance of building margin in your life, basically not packing your schedule back to back. I call that wiggle room personally. And number five, last but definitely not least, I love his concept of having a vivid vision. This is a principle that I think every mom can imitate. You may not be the CEO of a company, but moms tend to be the vision keepers for their families. It's a great exercise. Basically, you form a clear, detailed picture of what you want your family, your ministry, your business, whatever, you can fill in the blank, to look like 3 years from now. And then you can basically reverse engineer how to make that vision into a reality. Once I finish listening to the podcast, I'm going to read one of his books. And you can see that book as well as some videos that Cameron did on my blog post for today.